Time for Tulia Talks. Brian and Christy West joining us. I can do all this stuff in my sleep, Brian.
Oh, man, that's great. You sure sound good and clear here in Tulia. We're live 3 miles east, Tulia, this morning. How's things in Dimmitt?
Doing pretty good. Got in about 10 o'clock last night, so, you know, got a couple hours of sleep.
Well, as I always say, the show must go on.
No rest for the wicked, and we got to get after it, you know?
That's right. Well, good to hear you. And we got Christy on here with us this morning. She's a special guest celebrity. I don't know what she's going to talk about, but we'll find out here in a minute. So, got a lot of things going on. Hey, Todd, we want to send a shout out over to our friends in Nazareth. Big German Fest this weekend over there in the big town of Nazareth coming up. So, German Fest, if you want some of the best sausage and sauerkraut and potato salad you've ever tried, I strongly recommend you go over there on Saturday. It is a wonderful food. So wanted to throw that in the mix this morning. Can't forget about our neighbors in our surrounding area. So appreciate them hosting that. And what that reminds me of every time I see and remember German Fest weekend over there in Nazareth, it also reminds me that the next week is Swisher County Picnic coming up right here in Tulia. Starting on July the 14th all the way through the 18th. We are going to be talking about this this morning and a little bit next Tuesday, as it will be underway on our next show by Tuesday. So we get things kicked off on a Monday evening with the Miss Splash at the City Pool starting at 7 p.m. So that's how they kick things off. And then here comes the downtown things that happen, the festivities starting on Tuesday all the way through Friday. And here's the schedule right now as we see it. On Tuesday night, the live entertainment will be Ty Blackburn. And then Wednesday will be Caitlin's Kids. They'll be performing live downtown. And then Thursday's Tejano Night with Paris Rodriguez performing. And then Friday night, which is usually the biggest night of the celebration, is Luke, I hope I say this right, Copy. So he'll be performing on Friday night along with Dip Fest and all the fun activities that are going. The coolest drag in Texas, right there on Broadway, as they bring back Broadway Street and Dragon Dip on Friday. If you've never been to that and never seen it, you need to really look at it. It's really fun to see a lot of the old classic cars come out originally, like it was back in the 60s. I know a guy here in Tulia that owns a 68 El Camino that was actually has drug dip back in the 60s. It was the original car, and it's been restored, and he puts it back in and drags Dip Fest. So it's real, real fun to see and a good time there in Tulia. And then, of course, we got the picnic barbecue lunch entertainment there at Connor Park on Saturday, along with the parade that gets started at 10 o'clock. And just all kinds of activities going on all day on Saturday. You've got that all kinds of fun things. Senior Citizen Breakfast from 6 to 8:30. That'll be happening also as well, too. And then the museum open house from 2 to 4. Homemade ice cream available there. So looking forward to that, too. And then here's the big thing, Todd. This is our second time to do this. Since there's no rodeo and no rodeo dance anymore, they've started the deal called the UTV Barrel Racing. It is really getting big here in Tulia. So they take the rodeo arena, set up barrels, and race UTVs. There's two classes. There's the two-seaters and the four-seaters. Of course, there's waivers to be signed, and you must wear your helmet and seatbelt. Imagine that. I wonder why we do that around here in Tulia. So entry fees are still being accepted for that. Only $50 to enter that race. And it's at the Cobb Memorial Arena. This time they'll have food vendors out there. Smoking Aces Barbecue will be out there serving barbecue, along with the Yellow Duck. Yellow Duck Snow Cone Stand will be out there serving too. And then as soon as that's over, around 9, 10 o'clock, everything will move to the Tulia golf course, Tulia Lake golf course, for live entertainment and more fun to finish off the night. So, man, that was a whole mouthful getting all that done. So, if you'd like more information on the UTV races, contact us or call the Chamber. Janelle would be glad to give you that information if you think you want to enter that and try to win that, prizes to be given out, buckles and stuff like that. So we're looking forward to it as we get ready to get the Swisher County Picnic started here this week in Tulia. And I got a dog barking in the background, so you'll have to forgive me on that.
I don't hear nothing.
Okay, then that's good. We got him silenced out here. Then.
Smack him in the left ear, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, you guys had your 35th anniversary yesterday, I saw.
We did.
We had that happen. I told Christy, I said, the day before it, I said, please remind me of that. Don't let me forget. But even more importantly, that we can't forget, Todd, is Christy's birthday is coming up. It's going to be in 6 days. So this upcoming Sunday, she'll be celebrating her birthday. So really, don't let me forget about that one.
Not bad for 37.
That's right. I'll let her talk about that a little bit. Here she is.
Talk about what?
What you going to do on your birthday?
I don't know. You tell me. I'll be 21 again, and I'll be celebrating my 21st birthday. So, yep, that's what we're doing. And he better pull out all the red carpet and pamper me for one day.
He's going to get you a new vacuum cleaner, I heard.
Well, or a fishing pole. Probably a fishing pole.
That's what I got her 1 year, Todd. So we'll see. Hey, here's what we could get her right here. I've got this in mind, a golf cart, because I want to mention this one here. We're getting a lot of questions and concerns from citizens about operating golf carts on the public streets here in Tulia. So what I want to suggest to you on that is just reach out to the Tulia Police Department. They will be glad to answer your questions on that. So there are some city ordinances and laws on that. So it is also posted on their Facebook site what to do and how to handle that. So there you go. How about a golf cart for your birthday, Christy?
Hey, I'll take that. Grant, do you want Granny to get a golf cart for her birthday? Yeah.
We got a special surprise coming in here this morning, Todd. We wasn't expecting. The twins are here.
And Brent,
their brother. So they just walked in, and they're live here on Tulia Talk. So
how old are they?
The twins are fixing to be 1 year old. And here's what I want to recommend. We want you and Nancy to babysit them sometime for us. And they're a handful.
Maybe her, but not me. I'd be bad at that.
They'll twist every knob you got in that radio station. If you got something broke, they'll fix it, I promise. They'll twist the right knob. So they're good at that. But all right, Todd, appreciate you having us on here. We'll get us out of here today with the verse of the day. It's going to be found in Matthew 19, verse 26, where Jesus says, looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible." I hope this verse encourages you this week, and I hope everybody has a blessed and wonderful week. Put on your calendar, Swisher County Celebration. It's coming up. It'll be here soon. I'll let Christy close us out with our contacts and a little more information.
Yes, and if you're looking for a small church home, come visit Calvary Baptist Church. We have Sunday school starting at 9:30 on Sundays and worship service starting at 10:30. So come down and see us. We'd be more than happy to have you. You can contact me at 806-672-9060, or you can contact Brian at 806-627-7493 for any information on advertising your business or special events that are happening in the community or surrounding communities. We want y'all to have a blessed week and be safe.
Yes, everybody have a blessed week. See you next Tuesday.